Welcome to the latest edition of the NEAT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Keto, and we're recording this on May 2nd, 2018. Today we're going to discuss developments in the industrial REIT sector with our guest, Lindsay Dutch. Lindsay is a REIT equity analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the big news for the sector, the news earlier this week about the planned merger between Prologis and DCT. Was the merger expected, first of all, and why do you think they chose this moment to do it?
So I'm not sure that the deal was anticipated, but I'm not sure it's completely shocking either. Industrial REITs have been expanding their portfolios to expand to satisfy the strong warehouse demand and to grow their cash flow. The entitlement process for developments can drag out, especially at sites that are near or around high population cities, which is where the industrial REITs are looking to expand the quickest. And these sites can also be very hard to find just in general. So a company acquisition like that of DCT provides expansion much quicker.
And Prologis is now about five times larger than its next closest competitor in the U.S. Can it and should it get any larger at this point?
I think they certainly can get larger, and they do have a history of company acquisitions. But I'm not sure if they need to from a competitive standpoint, since they already have such size and scale compared to their peers. It's possible that in the future, when they think about growth and portfolio expansion, they may look to Europe or Asia instead of the U.S. Those regions are smaller pieces of Prologis' income and cash flow, but they're a large portion of their $2 to $3 billion development pipeline.
And how would you describe the supply-demand balance in the industrial sector, and how hard is it to find prime infill space?
I think in terms of supply and demand, the industrial REITs have been forecasting market equilibrium for a few years now, and it doesn't seem that 2018 is going to be much different. Demand has continued to outpace supply and expectations pretty much since the financial crisis, helped by rapid growth in e-commerce. Guidance this year has appeared to start off conservative, and the first quarter results have shown that that demand is still really very strong. And rents are rising. And that prime infill space, it's pretty hard to get access to, just given the limited amount of land generally in and around cities. And sites that may be available might have multiple bidders looking to gain access to it.
And finally, what does this deal mean for the rest of the industrial REIT pack?
I'm not really sure that it's going to change the competitive landscape for the industrial REITs too much. As we discussed before, Prologis is already such a giant in the space, and adding 70 million square feet to their over 680 million square foot portfolio, I don't think it's going to really change that too much, and I don't think that it will really lead to a flurry of additional industrial REIT M&A.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lindsay, for speaking with us today.
Thank you again for having me.
And for more information on industrial REITs, be sure to visit REIT.com.